Welcome to your GCSE French Revision Podcast, Daily Life, La Vie Quotidienne. I'm so glad you're here, because this topic is one of the most rewarding in the whole GCSE course. Why? Because it's about you, your day, your routine, your world, just in French. And once you nail this topic, you'll have the vocabulary and grammar to score marks across speaking, writing, listening, and reading. So, let's get into it. Section 1. What this topic is actually about. The daily life topic sits within what examiners call my personal world. It covers your daily routine, la routine quotidienne, your home, your family, your school life, and your free time. Examiners want to see that you can describe the present, talk about the past, and plan for the future, all within the context of everyday life. That's the golden thread running through everything we'll cover today. Section 2. Core vocabulary. The words you absolutely must know. Let's start with daily routine verbs. These are reflexive verbs, verbes pronominaux, and they are essential. Listen carefully and repeat after each one. Se réveiller, to wake up. Je me réveille à 6h. I wake up at 6 o'clock. Se lever, to get up. Je me lève à 6h30. I get up at 6:30. Se doucher, to shower. Je me douche tous les matins. I shower every morning. Se laver, to wash. Je me lave les dents. I brush my teeth. Literally, I wash my teeth. S'habiller, to get dressed. Je m'habille rapidement. I get dressed quickly. Prendre le petit déjeuner, to have breakfast. Je prends le petit déjeuner à 7h. I have breakfast at 7 o'clock. Aller au collège, to go to school. Je vis au collège à pied. I go to school on foot. Déjeuner, to have lunch. Je déjeune à la cantine. I have lunch in the canteen. Rentrer à la maison, to come home. Je rentre à la maison à 4h. I come home at 4 o'clock. Faire les devoirs, to do homework. Je fais mes devoirs dans ma chambre. I do my homework in my room. Dîner, to have dinner. On dîne en famille à 7h. We have dinner as a family at 7 o'clock. Se coucher, to go to bed. Je me couche à 10h. I go to bed at 10 o'clock. Now, a crucial grammar point about reflexive verbs. In the present tense, you need the reflexive pronoun me, te, se, nous, vous, se, before the verb. So it's je me réveille, not je réveille. Missing that pronoun will cost you marks. Examiners notice. Don't let it happen to you. Section 3. The three tenses. Your passport to higher marks. This is where students really separate themselves. To access the top grades, you must use three tenses. The present, the past, and the future. Let me show you exactly how to do this with the same idea. Going to school. Present tense, le présent. Je vis au collège en bus. I go to school by bus. Past tense, le passé composé. Hier, je suis allé au collège en bus. Yesterday, I went to school by bus. Notice, je suis allé, not j'y allé. Allé is one of those verbs that uses être, not avoir, in the passé composé. And if you're female, it's je suis allé, with an extra. Future tense, le futur proche. Demain, je vais aller au collège en bus. Tomorrow, I am going to go to school by bus. The future proche is beautifully simple. The present tense of aller, je vais, plus the infinitive of the verb you want.
Here's a memory hook for the verbs that use être in the passé composé. Think of the house of être, la maison d'être. A classic mnemonic is DRMRS van der Tramp. Devenir, revenir, monter, rester, sortir, venir, aller, naître, descendre, entrer, rentrer, tomber, retourner, arriver, mourir, partir. Learn that list and you'll never confuse avoir and être again. Section 4. Giving and justifying opinions, because examiners love this. One of the marking criteria is ability to give and justify opinions. That means you can't just say, I like school. You need to say why. Here are some opinion phrases to memorize. J'aime, I like. J'aime faire du sport parce que c'est bon pour la santé. I like doing sport because it's good for health. Je n'aime pas, I don't like. Je n'aime pas me lever tôt parce que je suis fatiguée le matin. I don't like getting up early because I'm tired in the morning. Je préfère, I prefer. Je préfère me doucher le soir plutôt que le matin. I prefer to shower in the evening rather than in the morning. À mon avis, in my opinion, à mon avis, il est important d'avoir une routine régulière. In my opinion, it's important to have a regular routine. Selon moi, according to me, in my view, selon moi, le dîner en famille est essentiel. In my view, family dinner is essential. Section 5. Exam tips and common mistakes, the stuff that really matters. Tip 1. Address all bullet points. In writing tasks, you'll be given bullet points to cover. Candidates who miss even one bullet point cannot access the top mark band. Before you start writing, number each bullet point and tick them off as you go. Tip 2. Gender agreement. French nouns are either masculine or feminine, and adjectives must agree. Je suis fatigué if you're male. Je suis fatiguée if you're female. Examiners reward accurate agreement. Consistent errors will drag your accuracy score down. Tip 3. Don't over-rely on simple sentences. The most common mistake is writing only short, simple sentences. Je me lève, je mange, je vais au collège. That's fine for a beginner, but for GCSE you need complex sentences. Use connectives. Parce que, donc, cependant, bien que, quand, après avoir, avant de. These signal sophistication to the examiner. Tip 4. In speaking tasks, use your 15 minutes of preparation time wisely. Read the picture or prompt carefully. Identify the compulsory elements, people, location, activity, and plan what you'll say about each one. Jot down key vocabulary. Think about which tenses you can use. Tip 5. Pronunciation matters in the speaking exam. Practice the nasal sounds. An, on, ow, on, on. Practice the silent letters. Practice liaisons, where the final consonant of one word links to the vowel of the next. For example, les enfants, the S in les, links to the E in enfants. Section 6. Quickfire recall quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these out loud. 1. How do you say I get up at 7 o'clock in French? Je me lève à 7 heures. 2. Which auxiliary verb does aller use in the passé composé? Être. Je suis allé or je suis allé. 3. How do you form the future posh? Present tense of aller plus the infinitive. Je vais manger, je vais partir. 4. Give me an opinion phrase with a justification about your daily routine. For example, j'aime me lever tôt parce que j'ai plus de temps le matin. 5. Name 3 reflexive verbs used in a daily routine. Se réveiller, se doucher, se coucher, and many more. Section 7. Summary and sign-off. Let's pull it all together. For GCSE French daily life, you need a bank of reflexive verbs for your routine, confident use of 3 tenses, present, passé composé, and future posh, opinion phrases with justifications, accurate gender agreement, and complex sentence structures using connectives. The examiner is looking for communication that is clear, accurate, and developed. Every time you write or speak, ask yourself, have I used 3 tenses? Have I given an opinion and justified it? Have I used a connective to link my ideas? If the answer is yes to all 3, you're on track for the top marks. You've got this. Keep practicing your reflexive verbs, keep using those 3 tenses, and remember, the more French you use in your daily life, even just thinking in French for a few minutes each day, the more natural it will feel in the exam. Bonne chance, good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.